Thanks.
You all right? Welcome to Center Revenue for the 6th of May. Today the chairman is absent. He's asked me to fill in. Instead, we have two bills on the agenda. The chairman's intention is to have these bills moved, and I intend to follow the chairman's agenda. We have SJR 13 as the first item of business. So, Mr. Yates, if you could present SJR 13 and the attendant amendment for the panel, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Richard Yates with Legislative Revenue. The bill does is to propose an amendment to the Oregon Constitution to allow revenue from otherwise dedicated, revenue that is otherwise dedicated to the construction, improvement, and maintenance of public highways, roads, streets, and roadside rest areas, allow that to be used to policing of public highways, roads, streets, and roadside rest areas.
Thank you, Mr. Yates.
The bill as it is has a general election date, which would be November 2004. The amendment would put it on the next primary election, which would be May of 2004.
Thank you. You read my mind. I was going to ask you to explain the amendment. Senator Hannon, do you have a comment that you'd like to make?
Mr. Chairman, the reason for the earlier date was the governor requested that it be considered possibly as early as the May primary next year rather than waiting until the general election, because if this were to be enacted, this would have a net savings of $75 million of general fund monies that are currently used for state police troopers on the highway. So I would like to, at the proper time when you're ready to work session, move the amendment.
Further comments? Question, Senator Scarr, yes.
Yes. That $75 million general fund savings would assume a $75 million reduction in the state highway fund, is that
correct?
Okay, because there's no mechanism here.
There's no funding mechanism in this.
My understanding is, Senators, that there's a potential House bill in the House that could
that would have to originate in the House, Senator.
That could.
I don't have that power. That's beyond my job description.
Well, Senator Hannon, let's let Senator Starr continue.
Seems to me that there is conversation about a House bill that would be tied to the passage of this bill that would perhaps raise fees, taxes to help support this program. Is there any insight there as far as whether that's going to happen or not? Or
I feel like I'm watching a tennis match here. Is there?
We could probably wait till hell freezes over and nothing would be passed out.
No, I'm not saying not to pass this out, but there is those discussions going on.
Yeah, the speaker's got to give the green light to pass a revenue measure. Right now, it's been stalled on the basis that no revenue measures are coming up for consideration in the House. I'll be glad to consider any kind of revenue measure.
Very good.
Okay. Senator Starr, what is that? Do you have a number on that House bill? Just for the record.
Mm-hmm.
It's over there.
Yeah, there's a couple of measures. It's a couple of bills related to.
There's one dealing with the insurance premium tax. There's one dealing with gas tax increase.
With registration fee.
Registration fee. There's several methods.
Plenty of vehicles, then. Mr. Chair.
Sounds like it. Okay. Senator Ringo, do you wish to sit silently at the end there?
I am willing to support this bill, resolution.
Well, then let us go into work session. We are in work session on Senate Joint Resolution 13. Senator Hannon,
Mr. Chairman, I would move the Dash 1 amendment stated 5103 to Senate Joint Resolution 13.
The motion is to move the Dash 1 amendments into Senate Joint Resolution 13. Any questions on the motion? Objections? Hearing and seeing none. So ordered. Senator Hannon.
Mr. Chairman, I would move Senate Joint Resolution 13 as amended out to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Senator Hannon moves Senate Joint Resolution 13 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Any questions on the motion?
No questions but comments, Mr. Chair.
Please do.
I'll support the motion today, and I will commit to this panel to work hard in the House to identify funding for this, because I'm very concerned about robbing the trust fund for these funds when we don't have enough money, quite frankly, to keep up with our road and bridge maintenance and needs on that side of the equation. But this is a worthy cause, and I'll support the motion.
Other comments? Senator Hannah, I'd like to thank you for your efforts to find funding for the worthy purpose of allowing the policing of highways with this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome, Senator Corcoran. We are in the middle of a vote on Senate Joint Resolution 15 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. The amendment merely sets the date.
This is the state police.
Yeah.
We are at.
Yeah. Okay.
Questions? Any? Call the roll, please.
Senator Corcoran?
Aye.
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 Engel?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Let's see. Senator Hannah, do you want to carry this bill?
I would be honored to.
Senator Hannah will carry. Close the work session on Senate Joint Resolution 13 and let us move, colleagues, to House Bill 2380.
Welcome, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. That I recognize the United States State of Revenue Office. House Bill 2380.
Yeah.
The question before comes to you from the House Revenue Committee and passed the floor. And it originated from the city of Portland. The measure itself allows for the application of property tax exemption for multiple units for the low-income housing. It has to deal with the low-income housing exemption from property taxes on structures but not land, and expands this program to up to the sunset, the original sunset date in the bill of January 2006. It expands it to existing buildings that will be added to the program as exists. The program is one of those programs evaluated in the tax expenditure report. I believe that you have copies from page 229 to page 230. However, the expansion of this program for the existing old buildings will add about 3.5 years in of revenue impacts for this new program. In fiscal year 04, we are looking at about $261,000. For the 03-05 biennium, about 1.25 or $1.25 million. And fiscal year 06, it would be a half a year since the sunset date comes in half of that year, and the sunset date will be examined then. And that's where this bill is, Mr. Chair.
Guys, we have heard this bill. I think we heard it on 429. Any questions on this measure? And seeing none, my intention is to go to a work session on this bill today. Momentarily. Colleagues of the committee will be at ease for the next 3 or 4 minutes while we round up at least one other member.
Well, we lose. Is everybody okay with this?
I think so.
Just lost.
No.
Mics are on. Yeah, we're at ease. Mics are live.
Mics are on.
Yes. Off? On.
On.
Yeah, of course.
I heard this great Irish joke. Do you want to put it on the
head?
It's not even obscene. Well, it's pretty disgusting. It's not obscene, though.
It's about the twins?
No. It does involve sheep, Senator Ferry, always, so don't get excited.
I said it was an Irish joke, not an Eastern American joke.
That's right. Well, have you ever heard of Hepner?
I have. I've been at the fabulous Irish festival with Hepner.
Yep.
You know, they brought entire families over.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they'd send them to Hefner or to Lakeview.
Colleagues, we are in work session on House Bill 2380. And we'll just go ahead and accept a motion to move this bill.
Mr. Chairman, I was prepared to support this bill today. I know you wanted to move on it at the chairman's request, but I've had a request to maybe hold off here for the time being on the short term because there are some other considerations going on in the Portland area. And out of courtesy to that person, I indicated that I would hold off, as I've stated many times before, on controversial issues. My dog's on that fight in Portland, and apparently it centers around a 90-year-old lady, and I don't want to precipitate her death by what we may or may not do here.
I see.
Is that the lobbyist in the city of Portland, the 90-year-old lady talking about?
So the intrinsic value of this bill is appreciated significantly in the last 5 minutes. Senator Starr, did you have a question or comment?
Oh, my statement would replicate senators from Ashland. Metric?
Ashland's close enough.
Why don't you go out in the hallway and see if they change your mind?
I'm afraid I'd come back with one broken wing.
It would be the right wing.
No, it would not. That's the strong wing. So let me see if I understand. There is a bill that is originating in the House. I think it's a priority bill. I think I've seen it floating around. I may even be a sponsor on that bill.
It would probably go to your committee on the Senate side if it were to get out of the House. So.
Right. And that would be land and water. And I'm virtually certain that if I can get that bill, that my very reasonable colleagues on the Land and Water Committee would give it a fair hearing. But I'm reluctant to move against the majority of the committee's wishes. And
if this is a deal and it screws up this thing in the course of it, I'm going to be really irritated.
Well, and I too. I mean, I did tell the chairman that my intention was to move this bill out today, and that I think was my understanding with the chairman in his absence that I would try to move the bill.
And I only did this, Mr. Chairman, as a courtesy.
Yes.
I have indicated to Ms. Kapoori from the city of Portland that I would support the bill.
Yes.
And I will, but I've been asked to delay this.
Do we have any idea about what a delay might involve?
I don't really know.
Day?
I don't have a time frame.
I doubt it's Senator Ringo, you look about like a slot machine about ready to pay out.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. Do you want to make a comment here?
I am not confident that this will be part of the deal that others think will come together, but time will tell.
Yeah, and I guess I'm not certain that there's a direct nexus.
Exactly what the nexus is.
Yeah, what is the nexus here?
How about a nexus with the successor retirement plan and the gaming, the lottery take?
Want to try that one?
Colleagues, I regret to say that we're going to hold this bill over, so I would just let the committee members know that we will probably hear this bill in very short order as soon as it can be reposted and back in front of the committee.
Okay.
So close the work session, close the public hearing, which we did, and adjourn the committee meeting.